Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Verna, V-E-R-N-A-G-U-I-D-R-O-Z. Address is P.O. Box 1502, Oroville, California, 95965, phone 530-2288. 8554, ID XXX, XXX, 3639, date of birth 3/29/1943, 80 year old. Married woman. Her insurance is Medicare / United World Life. It is addressed to Dr. Glenn D, D apostrophe capital A R P A D period O period. Dove's Landing, multi specialty group. Below that should say Oroville Hospital, 2450 Oro Dam Dam Boulevard BLVD. Oroville, California, 95966, phone 530-712-2171, fax 530-712-2155. And below that it should say 530-532-8434, parenthesis, medical records, end parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with findings of abnormal brain scan showing multiple lesions of ischemic microvascular disease. Subparagraph, recent history of surgical-related respiratory arrest with resuscitation and recovery. Below that, I should say, new onset of hypertension, now treated. Dear Dr. DeArpa, thank you for referring Verna Guidros for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you probably already know, Verna suffered a respiratory arrest while undergoing an ophthalmological eye injection procedure in which she and her husband report that there was some leakage of the fluid from injection and somehow penetrating the posterior portion of her cerebral circulation. New paragraph. This occurred at Mercy San Juan Medical Center, but I don't have those records. Subparagraph, we will request those records for review. New paragraph. Prior to your care, she was under the care of Dr. Courtney Bedour in Paradise, and now she is at your clinic. New paragraph. Currently, she denies having any symptoms after recovery from this incident. New paragraph. She denied having any symptoms before the incident. New paragraph. There was no history of hypertension before the incident. New paragraph, MR imaging of the brain, completed at Open Systems Imaging before they closed on February 6, 2023, showed several dozen T2 areas of prolongation in the right basal ganglia area, measuring 2.2 centimeters consistent with ischemia. There was no restricted diffusion or enhancement on the contrast-enhanced studies. No evidence of mass effect or midline shift, with no abnormalities in the basal ganglia, cisterns, or ventricles. The only finding was a partially empty cellatursica, a normal variant. New paragraph. There were no unusual vascular flow voids. The cerebellar tonsils appeared in normal position. The orbits were normal. The paranasal sinuses that were visualized were clear. There was no abnormalities in the osseous structures. New paragraph. I reviewed those images personally on the computer today, noting scattered ischemic white matter lesions throughout the subcortical region, but not involving the paraventricular areas or the cortex. New paragraph. These findings would suggest possible ischemic lesions as a consequence of an acute encephalopathy, period. New paragraph. On the other hand, one cannot exclude these findings as a premorbid phenomenon. Although she has no clinical history symptomatically, either since this incident or prior to the ophthalmological procedure. New paragraph, her neurological examination today, carefully performed, was entirely unremarkable. New paragraph, in consideration of this history and presentation, I'm ordering some laboratory studies to exclude underlying autoimmune or inflammatory disease that might contribute to this finding. New paragraph, the appearance of these lesions does not suggest multiple sclerosis or demyelinating disease. New paragraph, I'm asking her to return with the results of her laboratory testing, in which we will review her symptoms and progress. New paragraph, a diagnostic electroencephalogram will be obtained to exclude any findings that would suggest cerebrocortical irritation that would contribute to an encephalopathy. New paragraph. Today, while the MR imaging study appears relatively dramatic, as does her clinical history, the absence of clinical findings and symptoms is encouraging. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns